Kaya Biz with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Wealth Creation on Kaya Biz.
Well, we talk all things wealth creation now on the show, as you might have heard earlier. And this is really one of our most exciting features on a Monday, where we focus on making good money. ADG just looked at me on saying Wednesday? How did we jump there? Well, maybe you can see how eager I am for the week to end. But something else many of us are eager about is making money, right? Creating wealth for ourselves and being active participants in making sure that we have the flexibility and opportunity to have enough money to advance the options that we need and have in our lives. Well, the question is, though, when it comes to making money, how do you do so? Where to invest? Do you save? Do you put it away? Do you perhaps print more of it? And one thing's for certain is that what we have witnessed, though, is that investing, particularly when it comes to the equities environment, still remains one of the best ways to preserve as well as create wealth. But in light of the pandemic and how the markets have been moving and even the stagnant environment we find ourselves in now, where there's ongoing international pressures such as interest rates, clarity on company earnings, and of course, where we're headed with global growth, what does this mean for the opportunities that might exist in the investing arena? Well, we've got a guest on the line to help us unpack this further, and that is Jacobus Brink. He is the head of investments at Novare Investment Solution. Jacobus, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Hi, thanks so much. It's always good to have a chat with you.
Indeed, it's always good to touch base with you. And I think perhaps we need to set the scene first before we go into the opportunities that exist from an investment point of view by just reflecting on where we are, right? Some have either, you know, had heart palpitations through the investments in the last year, and others might think, well, they picked up on new opportunities.
Yeah, no, I mean, all of my client meetings I've had today, I said, you know, this has got to be one of the more interesting environments to actually manage money in that we've seen in the past, in our lifetimes at least. You know, we've got equity markets with no end in sight, you know, currently still hitting all-time highs. We have the bond yields all of a sudden dropping to close to zero, and the next minute when you sort of wipe your eyes out, we're almost back at 2% on development bonds, you know. So it's a very dynamic sort of environment that we're sitting with currently, you know, and there's just so many sort of moving parts here. Equity investors on the one hand seem to only be sort of focusing on the good news and none of the bad news, but you know, we are seeing some clouds on the horizon. You know, there's currently a lot of sort of more problematic things starting to build. We're seeing some issues with China, you know, growth slowing down there. We're seeing oil hitting, you know, multiple year highs once again today. You know, we've got electricity energy crises in Europe. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty around when the U.S. will start raising rates. And the market seems to be thinking much sooner than the Fed is saying they will, you know. So there's a lot of opportunity around, but I mean, it's some trying times we're living in.
It is really some trying times, right? And I think that's also where the confusion lies. As you say, it's about the rally in the resource stocks that we've witnessed. It's about looking at the oil price reaching new all-time highs, expectations that maybe financial services companies will do a lot better, but also a big focus on technology players, which have really been on the rise in the last few years. And help us understand that construct, right? Where are we seeing opportunities when it comes to the world of investing? Are there particular themes that we need to be cognizant of here?
Yeah, no, definitely. No, and I've purposely left out, you know, one of the key themes that, you know, people seem to be forgetting about today is that we're still in the middle of the COVID pandemic.
Yes.
And, you know, what we've seen sort of, you know, do we think that this whole COVID pandemic and sort of, you know, the way that the larger social interactions played out, you know, biotech tweeted to him yesterday on Twitter and asked him, do you own any of these? And he said no, and the next minute the price fell by 50%, you know. Yeah, it is extremely volatile. You know, I think there's a lot still to be unpacked on how it works and the benefit that it can have as a reserve currency. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can almost say that in inverted commas, you know, I think there's obviously a lot of regulation,
yes,
you know, starting to happen around it. But we've also seen companies like Tesla and Amazon, you know, starting to toy with the idea of actually accepting it as a payment method. And an interesting one is El Salvador has actually officially that adopted Bitcoin as legal tender.
Yes.
You know, so there's definitely, you know, in my mind, the jury is still a little bit out on cryptocurrency, Bitcoin in particular. You know, there's other things like Ethereum to my mind at least, you know, backed by a little bit more, you know, useful software, if you will. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting space to me. You know, to us, a lot of our institutional investors already start asking us, you know, but shouldn't we hold some Bitcoin? You know, I think Bitcoin, it's definitely a great diversifying asset, in inverted commas, if you will. But, you know, it's still quite volatile. You know, some of the research we've done, it makes sense from a diversification point of view to have about 1% of your portfolio allocated to some sort of cryptocurrency. You know, you never know what could happen.
Yep.
But you know, there's obviously still a long way to go, and speculation is pretty much, I think, to a large extent, what's still driving it currently.
Exactly. Jacobus, thank you so much. Well, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but I think you've really left us with a few nuggets that we need to consider, is that we shouldn't fall into the trap of only thinking that investments need to be reviewed infrequently, but we need to be cognizant of the change in themes, change in news flow dynamics. What was expected to, you know, really pull up in the next 10 years has already been expedited to pick up now as a major theme in 2021, being the driver of technology. And of course, not to speculate and only take risks that we know we are able to afford in terms of the losses that might come about. But thank you so much for your time this evening, Jacobus. We really appreciate it. That's our guest this evening, Jacobus Brink. He's the head of investments at Novare Investment Solutions.
Wealth creation on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.